Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. California drivers can peel off those clean air stickers off their bumpers since they no longer grant you coveted membership to the carpool lane. The state's HOV access program has expired, meaning solo electric and hybrid cars have to merge right. This is personal for me, Phil.
Yeah, I wouldn't peel the sticker off just yet, Morgan.
Okay.
First of all, the Highway Patrol has let it be known that they're going to give you a 60-day grace period, you know, before they start, you know, dropping the hammer on people driving in the HOV lane with the electric car stickers. They gave you a pass before, a very popular pass. There's about 51,000 of you in the Bay Area, so you're not alone. Now, there is a small chance that Congress may re-up the EV stickers because they're popular in red states as well as blue states. But it kind of got caught up with the whole question about government shutdown and, you know, where attention was going to be for the Senate and the House, and it wasn't going to be on this. Now, the Trump administration is not a big fan of it, but as I said, there are red states and blue states both that use them, and they're very popular. So don't peel it off just yet, but I'm not also going to say drive into the sunset with a big smile on your face either.
No. So wait, the federal law expired, but that's not related to the shutdown?
No. What it did is this. There was a move to try to re-up the EV sticker program or the mandates out of Washington because they control it through, you know, speed limits and stuff on the lanes and the funding of highways. There was a move by Alex Padilla, the senator from California, to try to extend it again. But like I said, with all the shouting going on over the shutdown, it just wasn't a priority. It just wasn't a priority. It was launched late. It just didn't get the traction it needed to for approval. That's what happened there.
You know what I'm noticing, though? The state of California is making a lot of money with those lanes. I mean, sometimes, especially during the commute hours, you're seeing, you know, double-digit, you know, prices to go a mile.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, when the electric sticker park started, it was just, you know, there were HOV lanes that you had to have two or three people in the car or else you got a ticket. Since they've started, and you've seen it in the Bay Area especially, there's been an explosion in toll roads, basically, you know, diamond lanes for pay. And that has really become popular. That has become the way to go all around the Bay Area. But, you know, you're going to have to pay there. So it's but again, you know, it's a phenomenon. I got to tell you, a few years back, I did a ride along with a CHP officer, you know, on, you know, trying to enforce who was in the HOV lanes. And it was tough. It was tough duty. They weren't crazy about it because, you know, when you're in there, you're in the far left lane. There's not any safe places to pull over. And it's a lot of frustration for a little bit of yield, safety-wise. So don't get rid of your sticker just yet. Don't retire it. And if it does happen, if the hammer does drop and it continues to, it might signal a change in Bay Area commuting patterns. We might see the return of the casual carpool lane because as more and more people are returning to work and getting on the freeways, they are also trying to find a way to get over the bridges faster. And one of those is the casual carpool. So you might find yourself doing that as well and making some new friends.
And one final question, the pay-to-play lanes, do we still call them Lexus lanes or is that too old school?
You can call us anything you want as long as you pay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.